Welcome to La Caribbean Taste Podcast. I'm your host, Marcel. We are back, and this week we will be looking at benefits of cooking with your kids. We will share with you a story that can help you cook more while connecting to your family, friends, and yourself. This week we're looking at a story that a customer has sent in to us, and we're going to share that with you. And let me see if I can tell a story really, really good. So our story comes from one of our customers. I'll call her Mary for now. And so Mary wrote to us about a kitchen episode she had with her niece. So her niece is 15 years old, and Mary's niece lives with her. And Mary's niece had indicated that she had a cooking exam in school, and she wanted some tips from her aunt. So her aunt said, well, why don't we do a mock exam? Why don't we go into the kitchen? You know exactly what you're going to be preparing, or have an idea of what the exams will require of you. So why don't we go into the kitchen and get all the ingredients out, time the exam, you know exactly how long it's going to be, and let's see how well you do. Meaning, how well do you prepare the meal? At the end of the day, we want to see if you have done it in the required time and if it tastes good and look good too, because you know that we eat with our eyes. And so Mary proceeded, and knowing the kind of aunt Mary said she was, she's quite strict and loving all at the same time. And so she invited her niece into the kitchen, and the niece proceeded, and she started putting out all the ingredients. Now Mary noted that she's going really too slowly, and so she started snapping at her, clapping her hands. Let's go. You need to go faster. You need to go faster. Mary implored upon her niece. And so her niece stopped and she said, Auntie, you're stressing me out. Mary said she stepped back and she looked at her and she said, what do you mean I'm stressing you out? Her niece responded and said, well, in my exam, my teacher won't be shouting at me and won't be saying snap, snap. Therefore, I don't need to be stressed out. I need to think about what I'm going to be preparing and do it in a specific time. Her aunt responded and said, while that may be true to a point, it is also true that you have a limited time, and as you saunter or walk slowly in the kitchen, time is moving, and it means that you're using up valuable time that you should be preparing the meal. And she said, well, aunt, I don't think that I should be going under this stress. I think it is best that I don't do this meal instead of being stressed out. Her aunt responded and said, well, my darling niece, please bear in mind that the lessons that you're learning in this kitchen to prepare this meal under this pressure is exactly similar to the lessons that you will learn in real life. And when you go out there for a job or to start your own business, no one is going to be saying to you that you have all the time in the world. A client or a customer is going to give you limited time to complete a particular task that they're paying for, or a particular service that they want, or a particular good that they want. And so it simply means that you must do a good job within that specific time. Everything does not revolve around you. And so her niece stopped and she thought about it, and then she said, okay, Auntie, I'll proceed. Nonetheless, she prepared the meal. She was still being timed by her aunt, who continued saying, snap, 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 snap. You had a specific time to complete this task. So she completed the task. It was good. She was a little bit over the time. And so the aunt pointed out that lesson, that even though you felt stress, because stress will come in life, as we are all living in a pandemic now, stress will come in life. But in that same moment, as you're preparing a meal, you mirror those very same lessons that you're learning in this meal preparation and look at life itself. And then you will know also that you don't always have all the time in the world to prepare something, whether it be a school report or a work report. someone, you have to be accountable to someone. And that someone may be your boss, your supervisor, your manager, or your clients or your customers. And it's very important that you take away, most importantly, from this lesson, not whether or not your barbecue sauce that you poured on in spicy, using your Scotch bonnet pepper, that's not what we're focused on here. Whether or not it tasted good or it had the right heat. What we're focused on here, she said to her niece, is that you must learn to manage your time well and be held accountable to others, because you're not existing in this world on your own. And so we ask that as you ponder on these words that we have shared with you from one of our customers, that you also continue to cook with your families, connect with your families, but most importantly, that you don't forget to be inspired by taste. And as we leave you this week, we thank you for joining us. You may visit our website at www.lacaribbeantaste and check out our blogs, our recipes, and our shop. I'm your host, Marcel, and this is brought to you by La Caribbean Taste. Bye.